Good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen. And last night, the Innovate Her 2017 Awards happened, and there was a winner, and her name is Alexa Jones. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. And Alexa is not in the studio by herself. Tony Willis is with her, and Tony is LEAP's director of the New Economy Division. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
And thank you both so much for coming in. And I was supposed to be there last night. I apologize for not being there, but a very exciting time. And so, Tony, I want to go to you first and tell us what Innovate Her is all about. That's kind of hard to say, by the way.
Yeah, it is. That's the SBA for that. So Innovate Her is a SBA initiative, the Small Business Administration initiative, to support entrepreneurship and small business that focus on benefiting women and families. So they have a competition. This is their third year doing this initiative, LEAP's second year participating in it, doing the local events here. And it's all about finding a company that has a product that can benefit and improve the lives of women and families.
So not just women, the families seem to be kind of the key element of this.
That is correct, yes. And the three criteria they look at are, for one, is the women and families piece. Two, is it able to be commercialized? And three, does it really fill a gap in the marketplace?
Okay, so how many contestants were there last night?
So last night we had five contestants, ranging from everything from a dating app to a therapeutic, phototherapeutic blanket that cures infant jaundice, which we'll hear from Alexa later on today, and everything in between, a catering service to a doula service also. So it really is a wide range of ideas that presented last night.
Seems like those could all be tied in together somehow, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. It's some big conglomerate of all those work together.
Definitely, definitely. So so what is the prize for the winner?
Yeah, so the prize for a local competition received $1,000 from LEAP, as well as a one-year membership for the Technology Innovation Center, which is a tech incubator located downtown East Lansing. So that was the local prize.
Okay.
And then the winner is also gets submitted for the regional, then the national competition. If they compete in the national competition, there's a chance to win up to $40,000 in prize money. So Alexa, will work with Alexa to submit her package to the SBA national level and see if she's selected to compete on the national stage.
So these are companies, correct?
Yes, correct.
So these products you could very well see somewhere down the road, or they're actually in process right now.
Yeah, some are still in development phase. They're still like in beta. Some of the companies that presented had their services or product fully available at that moment in time. They were post revenue and had sales, had clients established. So the idea was that it could be idea phase as long as it could be commercialized and come to fruition in some point in time. So it was quite a good mixture of folks.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. So Alexa, we already blew your cover. We know we said that you won. So go ahead and tell me what you've developed.
Sure. So our company is called Therapy Medical, and we are producing a product called Snuglet. And Snuglet is a wearable phototherapy device that treats infant jaundice. And it can be used either in the hospital room or also sometimes at home. And it's a wearable technology that promotes maternal infant bonding and breastfeeding to occur during phototherapy. So jaundice affects over 2.5 million babies in the U.S. alone each year. So that's a lot of people experience phototherapy during the first few days of their child's life. And the current treatments that are offered really aren't ideal. They cause separation between the mom and the baby. It's difficult for the nurses to manage the treatment, and it makes it really difficult for that bonding and breastfeeding to happen without actually physically removing the child from the current devices. So the goal of our product is to solve those problems that are currently happening.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I do have twins. They were born a month early.
Oh.
And one of them had jaundice and had to wear those, you know, sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Looked like she was always, you know, getting a suntan. And it was a bummer because she was away from me.
Yes.
And so tell me how this product works.
Sure. So it provides the blue light phototherapy inside of an infant swaddle. So just as you would swaddle your baby normally after birth, our product allows you to do that, but still the baby is receiving phototherapy 360 degrees around their body. So instead of putting the baby on what's called a billy blanket or sometimes under an incubator, an overhead light, you are able to actually hold your baby and the light is shining on their skin the entire time you're holding them. So the routine care and the things you would normally do if your child didn't have jaundice, you still would be able to do while your child is still actually receiving the treatment that they need.
Wow, that sounds pretty incredible. And having experienced that separation, mm-hmm. I know I would have appreciated that.
Yes, I hear that from a lot of moms. We do a lot of research with moms who have gone through it. One example is the Lansing Baby Fair, which we attended last year and talked to probably 150 parents who have gone through it. So we have a lot of data points that tell us that parents and nurses and physicians would really appreciate our product that we're developing.
So how long or what made you come up with this idea? Do you have kids?
I do not, but this actually started as an engineering project across the street at the College of Engineering a few years back. And we actually started developing a product for developing markets. And once we started talking to nurses at Michigan hospitals, we found that there was actually a need for a product in the U.S. So that's where the general idea came from. And we've come a long way since then in terms of development and research with hospitals throughout the state.
So what do you hope for your product?
I hope that we are able to launch sometime in 2018 and provide our product to our first pilot hospitals. We've worked with about 7 hospitals in Michigan so far to develop prototypes and different designs, and hopefully those are the first hospitals to have our product in stock and available for new moms and new babies.
So out of curiosity, is this something, and this could be a question you may not be able to answer right now, but would insurance cover something like this, do you anticipate?
Yeah, they actually already cover phototherapy products. So we fall into that same category.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so, Tony, come back and tell us, how would somebody submit? I know it was just last night. So the next one already planned, in the process of being planned?
Next one we're looking at probably the end of the year here. So, but there are many ways to get involved with pitch competitions throughout the Lansing region. Best place to go is purelansing.com. It's our lead website. It showcases all of the different events, programs, or thehatching.org.
Okay. Thank you so much again. Congratulations, Alexa.
Thank you.
And we'll be looking forward to seeing how that develops for you. And Tony Willis, thank you so much for coming in, the LEAP director of the New Economy Division, and Alexa Jones, the winner of the Innovate Her 2017 Award. So again, thank you so much.